So we're talking about the right age to get married this morning. Yeah. You see, a lot of times people get married pretty young. And I don't want to come down on people who get married young because they could have been together for a long time and known at that point. Yeah, let's do it. But then again, you have the people who are like, got to get married by the time I'm 22. So they're dating. I'll marry you, right? I mean, you see that a lot. So what do you think, 539-9750 or 238-0975?
I heard this statistic in a psychology class at K-State that I'd taken, and it was something about if you marry before the age of 23, your divorce rate is 50% higher than if you wait until after the age of 23.
So are people just not getting it that it's a bad idea to get married younger? Because you still hear people get married all the time at really young ages.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about it, the people that are younger are a little bit less educated. Of course, under the age of 23, you've probably not finished a bachelor's. And they say the less education you have, the higher divorce rate you will have in that sort of a situation.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the more education you have, the more you change as a person. So I could totally see that.
And the more you probably know about yourself and what you want in life because you've thought about long-term career goals compared to someone who probably never went on to college and doesn't know what they really want to do, and they're probably still working out at, you know, Walmart or something.
Oh,
sorry.
Geez, watch out. You know, I feel like most of my learning started after I got out of college. After I got out of college, I felt like I went out and sought more information. You know, and really appreciated learning a lot more and really got to know myself a lot more. So,
but you went through all of college and learned all about yourself, and then it took you longer to find out who you were. So, I don't know. It was just a statistic I heard, and I thought, wow. And I know I remembered it because I was remembering my sister and her husband were getting married that summer, and they were both going to be 22. I told my sister, I said, if you wait one more year, your divorce rate goes down 50%. So, but it's been a good 5-year marriage for them, and they're still together.
Well, good. Yeah, and we're not saying that there's going to be, you know, problems, people are going to break up or whatever and fall apart if they get married young. It's just I think a lot of times people feel the need to get married at a young age when it's not really necessary.
Yeah, and something about getting married so young, it's not working out for those people.
Yeah, yep. Well, we appreciate the call, right?
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Stooks in the morning, what do you think about the age to get married?
I don't believe that there's no certain age. However, I do believe when you wait till, you know, you get much older, you kind of like damaged goods, you know, and you're afraid of commitments.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I got married at 21, and it's been 20 years since I've been married. No problem. Both of us had successful careers, and we didn't get married because of a kid. But we both knew what we wanted in life, and we didn't want to, you know, mess around.
How long were you guys together before you got married?
Believe it or not, 8 months.
8 months?
Wow.
8 months. And that was something kind of surprising for both of us. But he was gentle, I was a little rough, and we just blended.
Yeah, I guess, and you know, you know when you know.
Yes.
And I've never known, so I'll continue not to know.
Yeah, but it's not bad. You just got to be ready to commit. And like you say, women going to stay fertile. But sometimes when you put your career first and you want to wait, you know, well, I'm going to wait to have my kids, get my house, get my career done.
Yeah.
And you put the Lord on hold as well because he put you here to make kids. So then you go ahead, you get your career, you know, you got your good job, you got your house, and then you already have your children, you get off your birth control, whatever, and then you already have kids. And since you put the Lord on hold, now he puts you on hold, and then you have to go to fertility drugs and stuff.
I couldn't have said it better myself.